Okay, let's have a look at prepositions. Now, this is not necessarily a problem. However, it is something which can cause confusion, or simply people are afraid of using certain prepositions because they're not sure if they're using it in the right context, which can, of course, be a problem. But it's not necessarily a problem in the sense that it's anything major. So I think it's important with the prepositions, you have to practice them, because you want to become as familiar with them as you possibly can be. You need to be using them all the time. And the more often you use them, the greater the possibility that when you do have to use them, without thinking about it, you'll probably avoid making the common mistakes. It is confusing, though. So the famous one is, famous for. There we go. Whatever. England is famous for whatever. Okay, you can fill in the space if you want. So always for. We always say that. America is famous for the pizza and hot dogs. They obviously have better things than that, but I just picked two rather random items there that America, I think it's fair to say, is famous for. You could say, England or the English people are famous for the hospitality? I'm not sure that's true, but I'll use that word. It's okay, that one. So then you have proud. Proud of. I'm very proud of you. We never say, I'm proud for you. We can say, I'm happy for you. We never say, I'm proud for you. It's always of something, the person or a thing, a situation, whatever. So then we have interested. This gets quite interesting now. I am very interested in the conversation. We never say interested about. We never say interested for. Always interested in. But a very similar word to interested in, or interested, is curious. Because we never say curious in, and that's why it's good to have these two words together. So you can be interested in something, or curious about something. And it can be difficult to know which one to use. Because they both suggest that you're looking for further information. It's also how you use it. If I say, hello, how are you? I'm at the bank or something. Hello, I'm interested in the new account where I get 10% interest. I could just stop talking there. And obviously, because I've said I'm interested in, what I'm actually saying is, I would like more information, please. But I haven't said that. I've just given my basic statement, I am interested in, and I'm hoping the person I'm talking to will know exactly what I want, which is further information. I could say, hello, I'm curious about something. I'm curious about working in the bank. Also, I can just stop there, and there's an assumption that they will give you some information. It's basically like saying, hello, please tell me about something. So, interested in, curious about something. What about bad? I am bad at something. I'm bad at whatever. Painting. I tried to paint or draw a picture of a tree. Normally I would say I'm not very good at whatever. but just to use this example. I don't like to draw trees because I'm bad at it. Same with good at. I'm good at something, I'm bad at something. Also married to the person. Now, what about afraid? This is one which gives some people a problem or two. I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid of spiders. I'm afraid of whatever. Which is totally different to if you're talking about, for example, I'm afraid, if I say, have you got any chocolate? And I say, I'm afraid I don't have any. So it's a different thing entirely. But in this context, with the prepositions, I'm afraid of something. There's also excited. I'm very excited about the holidays. I love Christmas. I'm very excited about Christmas. And then, oh, by the way, I really am. Can't wait. I think we have to have Halloween first before I can start to get excited about Christmas. So then we have one more, which is a very good source of problems for people, is different. Do we say different from or different to? You could argue you can use both. It does depend. Depends on the subject, the context, who's talking, and also your feelings. What is it you're trying to tell people? What is the information you're trying to send? So I would normally say, this is different from that. But this is, I could spend an hour talking about this. But different from, different to, this is different to that. I tried to go on holiday and I was looking for a place that was different from the place I went to last year or something. So have a think about those. Try to create some sentences and examples and that kind of thing. Prepositions. Famous for, proud of, interested in, pleased with, bad at, good at, etc., etc.